In the previous sound clip, I stopped with the large portfolio approximation in the Merton model. And now we continue making sort of fairly straightforward or obvious comments to it. So it's we are now on page 21. Page 21 of lecture 8. And you remember, if you remember the model or the simple form for the LPA, then rho was a correlation parameter which drives the dependence. And one can see, for example, that if rho is zero, then the covariance is zero, and it's positive if rho is bigger than zero. And what is true, and which what is completely intuitively reasonable, is that the covariance between the default variables xi and xj increase if you make rho bigger. So rho is a sort of a measure of default dependence among the variables, the default variables in the mixed binomial Merton model. The bigger the rho, the more dependence between the defaults. So I'll let you look at that yourself, but here is what the on page 22 shows what the distribution of the loss fractions, and you can see that the this is a Lloyd probability approximation, and you can see the bigger the rho, the bigger the risk of very many losses. Page 23 just says that if you have the limiting distribution, this is equation 27, then you can differentiate it and get the density too. And here is a picture of the density for various values of rho. This is page 24. And page 25 also have variances for the have densities for the LPA for the Merton model. And going back, the difference between the two plots was that the default probability was 1% on page 24 and 5% on page 25. And here you again have the densities for p equal 5% on page 26. And then the value at risk, well, if you know the distribution function of the LM of the loss, then you just have to invert it to get the value at risk to get the quantiles. So doing this gives you equation 29, which says that the value at risk at the level A alpha for this loss function described by the Merton model is little l times little m, and then the standard normal distribution function taken at the point you can see here. So this was just doing an inversion. It's a quite useful exercise to do this, to do the inversion. So I hope you do the derivation of 29 yourselves. Okay, going on to page 28, we do one more step to make the mixed binomial model more realistic. And that is, we now extend the model to the case where the loss in a default is random. maybe one obligor you lose 50%, one you lose 20%, another you lose 70%. And to assume that you lose, say, 60% for each obligor is fairly unrealistic. So this will be a more realistic model. And that's what's done on page 28. And what is done there is you can read what's on the page. And then what the upshot is, the last bullet point, and that says that in this, that the model we'll look at now is that conditionally on Z, this background economic variable, which was the one you put into little p of C, which defined the default dependence, this background variable, that determines the sizes of the losses also. So the model is given on the bullet point at the bottom and says that conditionally on Z, the background state of the economy, then the losses are random variables, but they are independent and identically distributed. And the distribution is a distribution of L of C. So on page 29, the portfolio loss will now be given by Lm is the sum of not L times Xi, but Li of Z times Xi. And sometimes you can get explicit expressions if you make good choice or simple choices of the distributions of the Li's. So, for example, if L is a discrete distribution. So, to repeat, conditionally on Z, the random variables L1 of ZX1, L2 of ZX2, and so on, or IID with distribution L of Z, P of Z. So, conditionally on C, if you think of C as being fixed, then you can get the law of large numbers for the loss, for the fractional loss for Lm over m. So that's equation 30, which says that Lm over n tends to L of C times P of Z as m tends to infinity. So this in turn means that equation 31 holds that the probability that Lm over m is less than or equal to x is the same, approximately for large m, the same as the probability that L of z times p of c is less than or equal to x. So, if Lm of x is the probability that Lm is less than or equal to x, is the same as the probability, this is page 30, is the same as the probability Lm over m is less than or equal to x over m. And so the equation 31 on the previous slide then says that for large m, if Lm of x is approximately equal to the probability that L of c times p of z is less than or equal to x over m. And as you remember, L of Z has to be in the interval 0 to 1 because it's a loss probability. Thus, we get equation 32. For large M, we have the approximation that the distribution function of the loss is approximately equal to the to the probability that L of Z times P of Z is less than or equal to X over M. And this can sometimes result in a closed form expression. But if not, then one can find it by simulation. So you simulate Z and you simulate X1 up to XM and L1 up to LM. And simulate to use Markov chain Monte Carlo, so random simulation. This is something most of you have seen, I would think, but we will talk about it later in this lecture. So the last part of the lecture will be about simulation, but I'll break now and have a separate sound clip for that.